Digging deep in the Penguin catalog, breaking out some Tea Leaf Green, a special request for our special guest. If you heard me mention a few minutes ago, we get to shine our spotlight on another member of our community, another great business here in town. And I know it sounds a little early maybe to be talking about Christmas, but I know this has already fallen on my radar for some possible holiday shopping ideas, and I'm sure it's going to be the same for a lot of you guys and gals out there. So with that, let me give a big warm welcome to Mark Herbert. Many of you may know he's known around the scene here as a local musician and an artist. He's got Port City Art as a business that is heavily populated with tons of creations from him and his wife. And they have also just recently landed on our 30 off local store, so you can even get some discounts there. And so we're just going to gladly take this opportunity to shine our light. Welcome to the Igloo, Mark.
Thanks for having me. I've been wanting to come on here for a while. And so always first long time listener, first time speaker on here.
First time in the Igloo. I remember the very first time I came into the Igloo as a Penguin junkie, you know, out there as a listener. And the first time I entered the Igloo, you know, I wasn't working here. And I just remember like the magic it felt of walking in there. And it's a pretty cool place to be. So we're glad to have you and glad to welcome you. And you're a music-loving Penguin junkie, kind of like I was back then. What we're going to do is just spend a little time, let everybody out there get to know you a little bit more and about Port City Art, and they can go ahead and start making plans, I'm telling you, for their holiday gift-giving. So let's backtrack just a little bit as to how you kind of found your way into art. It's just, was this a long-time love, something you always knew you were going to do, or did it just kind of evolve? Paint a little picture for us.
So I always was into comic books, and my parents were super supportive of me. And actually, we owned a comic book shop in Charlotte for a little while, and I drew on my walls in my room, and they encouraged me, and they were like, "Well, if you're gonna do it, you might as well use a paintbrush and do it up properly."
So, no kidding.
Yeah, they were very, very supportive, and so I always encourage my children and anybody out there to. You know, encourage your kids to follow their passions. And I went to art school at UNCW and met my wife there. And she's a potter, and she's also a visual artist too, 2D artist as well, but
very mainly cool.
Pottery, and just kept at it.
I mean, that's great. I would have gotten in trouble if I drew on my wall. In fact, I did get in trouble for drawing on my walls. So that's pretty cool to hear that your parents just said, "Well, go for it. If you're going to do it right." It's probably a good idea now for most folks. Wouldn't be a bad idea to have a wall in their bedrooms designated for the kids to paint on or draw on.
For sure.
I've got some friends that have the chalkboard walls. Those are good ones because you can change them up. And so it started with you early. Your parents nurtured you, and you went ahead and went to UNCW and studied art in school.
Yep.
And have been at it. I know that probably one of your most well-known pieces here in town is the print of Greenfield Lake Amphitheater.
Yes.
Of which many of our listeners, we've all spent so many magical nights. And that print, I know, has been one that's circulated out there in the world. I've seen it given as gifts and received as gifts. For everybody out there, you can go to the website, very simply, portcityart.com. We were talking before we jumped on the air, I guess the pandemic has really shifted your focus in terms of where people can find you and your products. And so you've really grown the website.
Yeah, the website's there just to really give a broad swath of what we have to offer. And since we wasn't doing shows, I was just trying to grow the website and make it the best it can be, removing some of the clutter and stuff like that.
But, right.
Always changing. I'm always trying to add new stuff to it. And I want it to be something that people can come back to and see something different and not just, not just the same old things.
So. Right. I mean, I know just from here on the homepage, and of course he brought some of his work in here for us to take a look at for all of our music lovers out there. I mean, he's got Tom Petty and Stevie Nicks. He's got Bob Dylan, Johnny Cash, Ray Charles, tons of great prints like that. Then you've got a whole other, non-musical themes. You've got crabs and ocean and animals and things like that. And settings. And of course, you've got stuff. I mean, obviously you've got prints, but you've got a lot more. You're putting your stuff on t-shirts and things like that as well too, right?
Yeah. I have a third party app now that's handles that, and they do all the shipping and everything too. So it's kind of nice to have something that I don't have to make in-house. But I've been getting some samples and then also hearing from people who are getting them, and it's really good quality stuff. And it's just fun to have it a wearable. My wife's been bugging me to make t-shirts for years and years, and I'm going to do some local stuff as well, but it's nice to have that option for people.
Yeah. And when a lot of people want to wear their stuff, I mean, for example, the Greenfield Lake print looks great on a shirt. And I know a lot of people, that's so special and so dear to so many of us here. Like, how cool to be able to throw that one on a shirt. If you guys want to, you can go and see that one as well on his website, portcityart.com. And you can, again, go to 30offlocal.com, where you can actually save some money. He's got gift certificates available there. $50 gift certificate only costs you guys out there $35. You can double up, get $100 worth of art for only $70. So snag those certificates while you can. And again, I'm giving everybody out there the advice of an early start to their holiday shopping, because that we know. I know tons of people who love that Greenfield Lake print who would love to get that one. Now you're also busy around town playing music, right?
Yeah, I got a pretty full schedule. Should be playing tonight at Seagate Bottle Shop, hoping that the weather holds up here.
Yeah, fingers crossed for that. It's supposed to, hopefully it'll get out of the way. I know things are supposed to clear nicely for tomorrow, so maybe it'll be done by the time you're supposed to be there. If you're just joining us or just tuning in, that is the voice of Mark Herbert. He is with Port City Art. They've got a beautiful website loaded with tons of great art, whether it's on a print, whether it's on a shirt. His wife's got tons of pottery there for you to look at as well. You guys can go take a look and get a head start on your holiday shopping. Anything else you want to make sure we share with everybody out there?
Definitely just keep checking in. I'm going to be doing some fundraisers for, I do a lot with Nourishing Sea. And so it's a good way that you can support a local business and also support local nonprofits as well. I have a never say no policy when anybody ever asks for donations for, you know, any kind of fundraisers, silent auctions. So reach out if you need something. I've got tons of stuff I can give you to raffle off or auction off. So charity is a huge, huge driver in growing my business and making it want to succeed. And I know you guys are the same way with all the stuff you do for our community and all the stuff you plug.
We certainly try. I love that. Never say no.
Yep.
That's a beautiful, beautiful idea. And thank you for what you're doing to help in our community and
for sure.
And to give your art to help raise money for charities like Nourish. They're doing so much phenomenal work to try to help hungry kids here in the area. So good on you for that. Kudos to you for that. That is the voice of Mark Herbert with Port City Art. He has just landed at our 30 off local store. So you can go take a look there and save some money. And you're probably going to want to load up on some of his stuff as the holidays are going to be around the corner before we know it. Mark, thanks so much for what you do for our community. Thanks for your art. Thanks for your music. And thanks for taking the time to come visit us.
Thanks for having me. And thanks for what you do.
Our pleasure. All right, we will keep the tunes rolling. This is Miss Maggie Rose, new music for your consideration here on The Penguin.